Over the holidays, we've spent time with family and friends and Happy New Year. And during that time, men and women in the U.S. military spent their holiday looking out for us. And Operation Gratitude, they make sure that they are not forgotten. They've sent over 1.6 million care packages with help from the community. And they've been doing this since 2003. He was a member of the Marine Corps and still serving. Angel Cuevas is with us, and he is the vice president at Operation Gratitude. First, tell us a little bit about yourself. You were in the Marine Corps, and you received a care package.
Yeah, that's right. I spent a few minutes in the Marine Corps from 2005 to 2013, and I was on the receiving end of one of these care packages two times. One in 2010 when I was forward deployed in the Helmand province of Afghanistan, and then a second time when I was deployed in support of U.S. interests aboard the USS Macon Island. And being on the receiving end of one of these care packages is truly just a phenomenal impact and an experience.
It's a personal experience.
It's a very personal experience.
And I'm sure you miss home when you're gone, right? Obviously.
Absolutely.
And then it comes to you in this package, plus a letter in the packages. The care packages contain a letter. Operation Gratitude, been doing this since 2003. Tell us about the history, and you're up to over 1 million care packages sent.
Yeah, absolutely. So we started in 2003 out of our founder's living room, Carolyn Blaschik. After the attacks of September 11th, the short story, she wanted to do something to support our troops. And what better way to support our troops than to send them care packages containing a small reminder of home. Since then, our operation has grown from sending a couple 100,000 care packages a year to now sending over 250,000 care packages a year, totaling in over 1.7 million care packages to date.
I think you hit the 1 millionth package in 2013.
Correct. December of 2013.
That's a lot of love, a lot of people hard at work, a lot of volunteers. And like you said, you've grown to include veterans, first responders, wounded heroes that are in the hospitals, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And then you have battalion buddies. What's the battalion buddy?
So the Battalion Buddy program is a program aimed to serve the children of our deployed service members. Whenever mommy and daddy is away, we work with unit representatives to make sure that we identified every child that's been left behind due to a deployment. Mm-hmm. And so we take it upon ourselves to stuff a bear that we call a Battalion Buddy that is equipped with a little camouflage tag and a camouflage jacket and a camouflage hat. And the tag simply says, "I'm here to play with you and hold you while mommy and daddy is away."
Oh, that's
yeah. It's very special. It's very special. So we send that to every child left behind by a deployed service member.
So you guys are really considering every aspect of this, of
Correct.
Service.
Yeah, absolutely. We try to serve everyone who puts on a uniform or everyone that endures hardship during a deployment or during the life of service mm-hmm. to make sure that they're not forgotten and to ensure that one message is being conveyed. And that message is very simple. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you for your service,
well, thank
too.
You so much for your support.
And what's in the packages? Tell us, you know, it's kind of, there are some things that are very familiar to everyone. And
right. So the package just contain an assortment of snacks, toiletries, entertainment items, handmade goods, clothing, and personally handwritten letters of support. And that really is a hallmark of every Operation Gratitude care package, the fact that every single one of our care packages leaves our facility with a personally handwritten letter of support.
The letters are so important. That's where, you know, the emotion is, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And the letters are written by kids sometimes in schools. They get together in elementary schools and they'll do a letter writing to the service members, right?
Yeah, that's right. The letters are written by everyone across America, whether it's kids, elementary schools, church groups, retirement homes, businesses, organizations, you name it. Mm-hmm. Everyone really participates in the letter writing campaign.
I remember being at Operation Gratitude before with the sound crew, and we were working for the day, which was an honor to be able to do that. It was great to fill those boxes mm-hmm. with so many different things, candy and magazines, things that you're not going to get mm-hmm. when you're deployed
exactly.
in many places. And then the letters go in mm-hmm. and you see this letter written in crayon or a letter a kid has written in school, and they're just so sweet and touching.
That's right.
And they convey, you know, how people feel about the service members, about people who are serving and protecting this country and people who are here, including mm-hmm. first responders.
Correct.
And you've got a new home now in Chatsworth, a great big facility.
quite right. We have a 33,000 square foot facility out of Chatsworth. And within this building, we run all of our volunteer activities. And this is where we receive all of our donations as well.
You've got the new facility and you've got a special name for it.
Yeah, absolutely. We call it Operation Gratitude, the FOB, which is Operation Gratitude, the Forward Operating Base, a military acronym that we've adopted and incorporated into our name and facility. And one weekend out of a month, we put on a big community event where we invite everyone to come on in, normally from about 9 in the morning to about 12 o'clock in the afternoon, to help us pack our care packages.
On a regular basis, is it volunteers that are working during the week?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. From Monday through Friday, 9 in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we're open for all volunteers to come on in and really help us carry our mission forward.
And each care pack costs about $45 to $100, right?
Correct. Every care package, it really varies by program. But when we talk about the Troop Care Package program, yeah, you're right. It's valued at between $45 to $100 and does cost us $15 to ship every single care package.
So donations are important and volunteers are very important.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Especially during the holiday season when requests and demand is up for our care packages, not just overseas, but also here at home for our veterans that might be having a lonely holiday season. Donations is really what drives our mission home, not just financial, but product donations as well.
Yeah, let's talk about the ways that people can help, because there are several ways that you can help and pitch in. Companies can donate products.
Correct.
You can have collection drives. You can donate your time. You can donate money.
Yeah, exactly. So in addition to the methods of participation that you mentioned, you can also conduct your own collection drives, whether it's in an office or an organization, or even if it's just in your local community. You can just put out a box and ask people to participate in your collection drive and then send the box back out to us in Chatsworth, California. And then on top of that, you can also just write something as simple as a letter saying thank you for your service and sending that letter out to us so that we can package it in one of our care packages.
Yeah, good point. Letter writing is always a great idea. And you do have companies that donate products, right?
Yeah, we sure do. Some of our biggest sponsors do donate product in bulk, which is what really allows us to fill our care packages in a more timely manner. So yeah, absolutely. We're always looking for new companies and new product to incorporate into our product mix and be able to send our packages out the door.
What's the website?
OperationGratitude.com.
If you are a company that has a product, you know, that you want to donate, that's a great idea too, like a bunch of M&Ms.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Mars, if you're listening, yeah, you're a great donor,
right,
of ours.
I remember seeing Mars products when I was there. Yes.
Yeah, but anything along those lines, whether it's toiletries, entertainment items, snacks, or even clothing, we'll take all that stuff and we'll put it into our care packages. Nothing goes to waste at Operation Gratitude.
Right. And how about DVDs, things like
that? Oh, yeah. We'll take DVDs. We'll take CDs. We'll take video games. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Our troops love that stuff.
MP3 players or iPods, things like that?
We can maybe use those as part of our recycling program, as we do recycle smartphones and other electronics and ink cartridges. And we get a small percentage of those back, which allows us to send more care packages out the door. So yeah, if you have old smartphones or old electronics, we'll definitely take those as well.
I'm glad you brought that up, because you have the cell phone recycle program.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's an easy way to help it. Recycle a cell phone. Send in cell phones straight to you.
Yeah, straight to us in Chatsworth, California.
And then you guys go ahead and turn those in, and then you end
up
getting more money for the packages.
That's right.
The packages are kind of simply packed, you know, in these little white boxes, and then they get shipped to people in need, to the troops, to veterans, to first responders, even to disaster areas if necessary, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, they show our support. They show how much we care and how much we appreciate everything that our troops, that they're doing for us. So it's an easy thing to do. It's an easy thing to help out with, Operation Gratitude. And I bet you enjoy working there now, Angel, since you spent time in the military also. You can really relate to how people feel.
Oh, absolutely. It's wonderful to be able to use my experiences to influence what we pack in our care packages and to be able to influence the direction in which we take our programs. Having that first-hand knowledge and that first-hand experience really plays a determining factor in terms of what we send, how we send it, when we're going to send it. And just a really quick example of this is a toothbrush. People often think, well, we're going to send them a toothbrush. This means that our troops are going to get to brush their teeth, when in reality, chances are that toothbrush is going to be used to clean your weapon mm-hmm. or to clean your boots or to dust something off or really prioritize something that's going to keep you alive when you're overseas and not necessarily brush your teeth.
But it's important to have.
Very important to have. That's the underlying message behind this, that the fact that that toothbrush, it's more than just for brushing your teeth.
Mm-hmm. What other recommendations have you made about what should go in the boxes?
Well, one of the big things that I really brought to the table was addressing the need to serve our new recruits. Our new recruits are service members that graduate from their respective boot camps, whether it's Marine Corps, whether it's the Army, whether it's the Air Force, Navy, what have you. So, and the reason behind this is because our new recruits are graduating from their basic training stations and they're being sent off to their follow-on schools, normally a technical school or an infantry school, but they're also given a list upon graduation. And this list normally contains a litany of things that they must have, like toothbrushes, razors, shaving cream, foot powder. So you take this recruit, you pay him, $300, $400, $500 a month, uh-huh. but now suddenly his or her paycheck starts to dwindle away on these supplies. Mm-hmm. So we found it important to address that need and help bridge that gap between their need and what we can provide for them to ensure that they can live a good quality of life while in the military.
To take some of the financial
burden
off of them.
Exactly. Take some of that mm-hmm. financial burden off of them and let us and our supporters endure some of that cost and again, be able to provide a message at the same time.
Yes. And if someone wants to request a care package, can they do that also?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. Go to our website, operationgratitude.com. We do have a tab that's called Request a Care Package, and we'll be able to fulfill that request.
And when is the next volunteer day or the day when people can come and volunteer?
January 16th, MLK Day of Service. That's our next big event at Chatsworth.
Well, that works perfectly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great idea.
Yeah.
So that is a day of service.
Yeah, that is a day of service.
You can participate in. Yeah,
exactly.
During MLK Day. So mm-hmm. you can be at Chatsworth, the new location, and you can find out all about it on the website, operationgratitude.com.
You can mm-hmm. also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Every donation and every volunteer minute spent on site really goes a long way. Mm-hmm. We waste nothing at Operation Gratitude, and we value everyone's time, mainly because we're all working for one common purpose, to support our troops, to support our first responders, to show our appreciation for our veterans who have served our country, and to remember everyone who's been left at home due to a deployment. So whatever time you can spend with us, whatever donations you can send our way, we greatly appreciate it. And mm-hmm. thank you so much.
And this is a great way to start the new year.
Exactly.
By helping the troops, by helping veterans, by helping wounded warriors, Operation Gratitude. They will be happy to talk to you or let you know how you can help. And thanks for joining us today, Angel, and for everything that you've done for this country. Being in the Marines, that is a challenge. Once you do that, you're a Marine for life.
That's right.
It stays with you forever. All of your training, everything that you've put into it, your heart and soul, and your commitment. And so thank you.
Thank you so much for your support.
Yeah, it's Operation Gratitude. Happy New Year, Angel.
Happy New Year to you.